Are you wanting more Totally Mackinac Island podcast? Well, here's how you can get it. Be sure to follow Totally Mackinac Island podcast on Instagram. Not only do I share everything that I talk about on the podcast, but then throughout the rest of the week, I share other invaluable information that is actually going on the island at that very moment. How that is done, up in my Instagram stories. I also like to share a bunch of pictures and videos that I have taken throughout my visit on the island. Another great way for more information about the podcast is always go to the blog. There I have all the links available for everything I have discussed. That is www.totallymackinaw.com. If you go on there, you will find everything I have ever discussed on the podcast, how you need to link up to it, and what other information you can have. As always, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have learned so much. I love sharing all that I can with you. It has actually even helped me learn more about the island. And I always appreciate those reaching out to give me more information to share with everyone else. Now back to the show. Located on the crystal blue waters of Lake Huron lies Mackinac Island. She is tucked in between Michigan's upper and lower peninsulas. Indulge me as I share all the ins and outs of the place that stole my heart. This is Totally Mackinac Island. Hello, and welcome to Totally Mackinac Island podcast. I'm your host, Heather. Hope you're doing well. And if you have not considered ever doing family photographs, engagement photos, wedding photos on Mackinac, I highly recommend you to reconsider. And if you are looking to get those done, you need to find a photographer to do that. Luckily, Mackinac has some excellent ones to choose from, and today we were lucky enough to be joined by one. So I'm going to let Catherine take it away and share a little bit more about what she does and offers for you to experience. Plus, she shares a lot more valuable information too from her website that is a fantastic website for you to check out when going to visit the island. So without further ado, here we have Catherine Rose Witt, photographer on Mackinac Island. All right. Welcome, everybody. Today, I'm very excited to have with us somebody who is a staple on the island that I'm sure many of you have seen in more way than one through social media, both on Facebook and Instagram. And I'm going to be talking today with Catherine Witt, who owns Catherine Rose Photography. So let's start out with, can you share with the listener your Mackinac origin story, please?
Yeah, for sure. So just thanks for having me, first of all. But I'm Catherine, like you said. So my first trip to Mackinac, I was only 6 months old. My family has always just been obsessed with Mackinac. I always joke, our two places are Mackinac or Disney. Those are our spots. So when I was 6 months, they brought me to the island. I've always just loved it. My mom's life goal was to always work on the island, and she never had that chance for a long time. My grandparents owned a restaurant for 42 years, so she always ran that. When they sold the business, she had some jobs, and she would always say, you know, when you get older, I want you to work on the island. And I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. You know, I'm going to school. So it was my freshman year of college, and she talked me into it. So that summer, before my sophomore year, I went to the island. I worked three jobs. In the mornings, I'd work at Martha's Sweet Shop. In the afternoon, I'd head over to the Leather Corral. I'd work there for a little bit. In the evenings, I'd be at the Mustang Lounge. It was an interesting time. I was only 19, I think, at the time. It was in 2015. I was a kid that never left home. So leaving home like that, it was a big change. Do I regret it? No. It was awesome. I learned so much that year. When I left, though, I thought I'd never be back to the island besides just a vacation. So I went back to school. When I was on the island, though, my parents came up like every weekend. So when they were there one night, they were out and about. They were talking with people. My mom, she's a talker. So she ran into somebody and she was telling them how she always wanted to work on the island.
Right.
Find out the guy owned a bunch of businesses on the island. So they exchanged contacts. My mom thought, I'll never hear anything, you know? So I'm back at school one day and I get a phone call. I'm in the middle of class and my mom just said, emergency, call me. So I'm thinking like, what, you know, what happened?
Absolutely.
So I call her and she's like, Dad's retiring early. I got a job offer. We're packing up and we're leaving and we're going to Mackinac Island.
Oh my gosh.
And I just started busting out laughing because I thought like, she's having a midlife crisis, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they moved up there. She ended up beginning to be the innkeeper of the Cottage Inn of Mackinac.
Mm-hmm.
So it was super cool. I would go up all the time. I'd see them. It was awesome. You know, especially being in college at the time, you know, having it be able to go to Mackinac for free whenever you wanted. That was awesome.
Sure.
So I'd go up all the time and I really fell in love with it. You know, I bought myself a cheap camera. I'd go up and just take pictures of the island in general, especially the horses. And I just loved it. And it was getting closer to graduation time. And my mom's like, what's your plan? Come work, you know, get a full-time job on the island. I'm like, no, I went to college. You know, I want to get that big girl job, go off. I thought I'd be in like the corporate world somewhere. And so I graduated. I did some reflecting for about 3 months. And I said, you know what? I think she's right. So I packed up. I went up there at that time. She was running the Cottage Inn, her and my dad were, but at the time they were also building a new hotel across the street called the Mackinac House.
Mm-hmm.
So the plan was that my mom was gonna run both properties.
Okay.
So it was super exciting. So the first year I got up there though, I helped them just run the Cottage Inn. So it was all of us, it was a family affair.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot, it was super fun. It was probably one of my favorite seasons.
Uh-huh.
Because I really fell in love with the island that year. And it was, you know, being awesome to work with my parents. I love that so much. So the following year, she moved over to the Mackinac House, lived in there. I lived in the Cottage Inn. And we ran both properties. And it was so much fun. I loved it. And then that was, I think, in 20... No, that... I think that would have been 2019. Yeah. That was, and then 2020, I came back up and we were gonna run both properties again. Things were going great. And I actually started talking to a guy that lived on the island. He's a great guy. And we were just talking at the time. And one night he said, come up for dinner. So I got on my bike, riding my bike. And that night I got in a really bad bike crash. That was kind of where my story completely changed. So that night was kind of a wake-up call for my life. So when I got back to the island after recovering from that bike crash, I loved my job still, but I knew I wanted something different. You know, kind of when you have that wake-up call of like, you hurt yourself and you're like, okay, life is too short. I got to do what I love and have passion for. So I finished out that season. And at the end of that season, my mom actually switched over to Bicycle Street Inn.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, what am I going to do? You know, and all that winter, I was thinking, what do I really want to do? And so I decided to get into photography. It was scary at first, you know, because I was like, you know, I just did it as like a hobby before that. So I just kind of went in blind. I just started advertising on Facebook, Addicted to Mackinac, all those fun sites. And I had a part-time job lined up. I kept it for 2 weeks and I ended up having to quit because I was so booked out.
Wow.
And it was fun. Yeah, it just took off. I never thought it would take off like that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought for sure it would be like a month thing and I would end up having to find a full-time job.
Right. Never mind. Right?
It just worked out. Yeah. And I was so busy that summer and I just completely fell in love with it.
Oh, good.
Getting to take pictures of people on the island, you know, growing up, that's all my mom did was take pictures of me everywhere we went, especially on the island. I have scrapbooks piled deep of just photos of me on Mackinac as a kid. So getting to do that for other people, that really like made me so happy. So then I knew the next year I was going to do it. I booked out even faster and it's just been continuing year after year. And now I'm going to my fourth year full time. And it's just awesome. You know, the island's just such a magical place. And to have somewhere where you can literally go take a picture anywhere, mm-hmm. and it looks beautiful, I really couldn't be more blessed. And just my story altogether of how I come to that point and thinking back of, you know, I was a kid just visiting the island and then I had the opportunity to live there. That's awesome. And then after that year in 2020, after the bike crash, I did end up, I didn't want to leave my boyfriend, you know. Yeah. I was like, I'll stay a winter. And it was a joke, you know. I wasn't big on winter before that. I was that girl that hated the cold. I still kind of hate the cold, but I like the snow. I ended up staying and I loved it. You know, the ice bridge, the ice fishing, just riding snowmobiles. It was the most magical thing I've ever done in my entire life. I ended up doing it for 3.5 years. And it was just probably one of the best experiences of my life by far. You learn to appreciate things a lot differently when you live on the island full time. You know, growing up and especially living downstate, I could go to a Target within 5 minutes. I could go to a mall, you know, I could go to Taco Bell whenever I wanted. And then moving there and not having that, you just learn to live life so differently and you learn to appreciate, you know, just the people you have around you and just being home, you know, a lot of people aren't home all the time and just being able to be home and appreciate that, it was a really good experience. And then this past summer in July, we actually bought a house in St. Ignace.
Okay.
Now I kind of get the best of both worlds. I get to take photos in St. Ignace and on the island. It kind of breaks up, you know, work and life a little bit more. So that's really nice.
Right.
But no, it's been a wild ride and it seems like it's been so short, but then I look at dates and I'm like, wow, I've been at the island a long time now.
I know. I mean, cause really when you think about it, you know, even back to 2020, even when COVID hit and to where we are now, you know, the dreaded March 13th, when everything shut down, when it comes up, you almost get some PTSD from it, but I know it's gone. And, and I know that year was different for so many reasons for the island, you know? And so if you don't mind me asking, what happened in the bike accident?
Yeah. So, I was heading up Cadott. I was right in front of the gatehouse. There was a manhole cover. It had a little lip in it.
Mm-hmm.
I hit it just right. And when I hit it, it pushed my bike into the curb. I hit the curb. I went head first over my handlebars into a wrought iron fence. And from my eyebrow to about where your ponytail would go, I was cut. Luckily, though, there was a few people that saw the whole thing happen. A girl that works at one of the carriage places on the island, she saw everything and ran right to me and called my mom. And then there was actually a couple there at the time. It was their first time ever going to the island. I probably ruined their vacation. but he actually is in law enforcement. And when they came to the island, they thought, hey, we should bring a first aid kit. We're going to be biking, you know, just be safe. And they had it on hand. Came and he applied first aid to me immediately. He actually got a life-saving award for it.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, they're like my heroes. Him and his wife were so sweet. I remember they were just so kind. They just kept telling me like, you're okay. Everything's fine. I kept saying, is my mom coming?
I bet.
And they kept telling me like, your mom's coming. You're okay. I'm like, call my boyfriend, you know? So, so I was taken to the med center. And then from the med center, I was taken up to the airport and I was med flighted to Traverse City.
Mm-hmm.
I spent the night in the hospital. They wanted to keep me a little longer, but with all the COVID regulations, I was like, get me out of here.
Yeah,
they had people sharing rooms at the time. And, you know, I had a very severe concussion and just like all the noises and everything. I'm like, I just want to go home. but I ended up breaking 5 bones in my face. I had 150 staples, 5 layers deep in my skull. It was rough. And then, you know, that season on the island, everyone was so short-staffed with, you know, all the COVID things still going on, kind of. So I think I took like 2 weeks off work and then I was back at the front desk. So it was probably a sight to see for those people checking in.
Right.
I was a little beat up, but I'm happy I got back to work because I feel like I would have got really depressed, you know, and down. But I couldn't believe the people that reached out to me. I always knew that people were kind, but that really showed me like how people can not even know you in real life, and be praying for you. And I, yeah, I just, I remember when I woke up the next day and they didn't give me my phone for probably like 5 hours just because they didn't really want me to see what I looked like at the time. But I remember when I turned on my phone, I probably had hundreds to thousands of messages from people that followed me from Addicted to Mackinac. And it was nuts. I came home and I think I had like 50 flower arrangements. Wow. People were sending me stuff. It was so kind. And all the people on the island were so sweet. Everybody was so supportive and making sure that, you know, I was okay. It just really meant a lot to have everybody rally around me.
Yeah.
So if you're on the island riding a bike, be safe.
Be very safe. For sure. And I love that your parents are on the island as well. But here's something fun that the listener might not know is you have triplet nieces that I see you post on social media. I mean, they are probably some of the best models. Now, how often do they get to come to the island?
Yeah, so they come quite a bit. You know, when they're out of school and their mom is also working in the school system, so they get summers off. So they come up quite often. One thing that we do with them, though, for their birthday gifts now, I do experiences. They get enough presents from everyone else in the world. So for their birthday, I always surprise them and I get them fancy dresses and I get them some nights at the Grand Hotel. So we go up there, you know, I do their hair, their makeup, they put on their fancy gowns. They get their own little personal photo shoot. I'm sure everyone's seen the photos from those. But yeah, we do that. And then we go to the dinner, the dancing. We stay up way past their bedtime and I get in trouble with their mom, you know, but they just love the island. And it's funny, you ask them, why do you love Mackinac? And they say, there's no rules on Mackinac Island. Because they know when they're with Aunt Kat and their grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
We like to break those rules.
Yes, I know.
They're just so obsessed with it. They keep thinking that the Grand Hotel is a water park.
Oh.
It's the first thing. They'll say, we want to go back to the water park.
Uh-huh.
Like, you guys, it's just the pool with a slide. No, it's the water park.
Yeah.
So I'm just letting them keep that imagination alive.
Yes. What a great experience for them to be at the Grand Hotel.
You know, growing up, my grandparents would always take me to the Grand for like that one vacation without my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, my grandma would do the same with me. We'd break all the rules. We'd stay up late. We'd eat tons of sugar, all the foods we weren't supposed to be eating. I'd wear all the makeup my mom wouldn't let me wear and do my hair. It'd be so much fun. And that's something I think I'll do with them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to hang out with me anymore.
And those experiences are something that they're always going to remember, because look at how it has stayed with you for your grandparents.
It's funny though. You already asked them, like, do you want to work on the island one day? And they all say, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they know exactly what jobs they want to have when they work there. And it's just the cutest thing. And they're obsessed with the horses.
Every
time they come, they go, are we going to do the carriage ride?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, are you going to pay for it this time?
Yes.
You know, Aunt Kat has friends, but it still costs money.
It's funny when you have nieces and nephews, they seem to think you have a money tree in the backyard that I know I do not have, but it seems to be their thought process.
Sometimes they'll be up and I'll have photo sessions, and in between my sessions, I'll go hang out with them and stuff, and I'll be, you know, at my next photo shoot and I'll hear little voices yelling, Aunt Kat, Aunt Kat. And sure enough, they're around the corner and they see me and I'll get done and they'll go, how much did you make today?
I'm
not telling you that, you know? Well, can we go get a present?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
The present is being here.
Yeah.
They trap me into it, especially when they get in, you know, Threads of Mackinac, Poppins, the Pink Pony Club. They always find a way to come out with something.
Oh, it's amazing the amount of money you'll drop on the kids when they're there.
Oh, yeah.
It's eye-opening.
They're lucky they're cute. They can get away with it.
Sometimes I try to steer them more towards areas that might not be a little bit more, but then at the end of the day, you're like, eh.
Yep.
It's a great experience for them to have with that.
For sure.
And so now your home is in St. Ignace.
Yep.
And so you're expanding your business all around there. Had you done business in St. Ignace before this?
No. So I'd always have people reach out, but you know, I'm so busy on the island. And at the time living over there, there was just no reason to really expand. But now that I'm on both sides, you know, it's nice to be able to offer that if people, you know, have small elopements or family photos that they want on this side. Most of my shoots still will be done on the island, but it's nice to be able to offer it on both sides.
Right. So if somebody is going to reach out to you, probably more than anything, and especially in the peak season, Mackinac is going to take precedence over that.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Makes sense.
Yep. Mackinac always has my heart.
Absolutely. And you probably are already, you know, you fill up so much in advance too, because people want to know that. Yep. And by the way, for the listener, I have to share, I got a lot of information off of Catherine's website, which your website is phenomenal. I have
Thank
to say
you.
That. Yes. Did you make that yourself?
I did.
Wow. Very. Yeah.
I put a lot of hours into it.
You know what? You can tell. And it's very, very well put
Thank
together.
You.
And I think it shares so much. And so I want to go into the services that you offer. And if you want to go into detail about each one for the listener, that would be great.
Yeah, so I really do a little bit of everything. You know, I even do some commercial work, but anything from a portrait session, you know, your senior photos or just something of yourself, to family sessions, engagements, couple photos, anniversaries, pregnancy announcements, gender reveals, elopements and weddings. I really do it all. And, you know, if anyone ever has something that doesn't fit one of my packages, I create custom packages too. So I really can do just about anything for you. The sessions start at about 45 minutes and they can go up to 8 hours if, you know, wedding days and things like that.
Right.
But it's super fun. And there's so many different things I've gotten to capture, you know, each year. It's so much fun, you know, getting those inquiries and then capturing them, you know, people that I've taken, you know, just them as a couple or their wedding, and then they come back and they're announcing their pregnancy and then they bring their baby back. It's like, it's so cool to capture each of those moments. So it's really fun. But I really do a little bit of everything when it comes to photo sessions.
Yeah. So like you had even put on there, like you have your pretty much like your standard, your premium and your deluxe. And do those, what makes the difference between some of those?
Really just the time, the session time and the amount of photos, and the amount of people too, especially for the family sessions. I get some extended family sessions, you know, with 30 people.
Oh
so those are obviously going to take a little bit longer. So it's really that, and the number of locations. When I say it's like one location, it's not just like you're going to have one background in your photo. I consider a location a spot and then the entire surrounding area. So for example, let's say Windermere Point is the location you choose. We're not just taking photos on the rocks at Windermere Point. We're going down the boardwalk. We're going to go to the Windermere Hotel and get in their beautiful garden. The Iroquois, you know, their beautiful garden. The dock out there, Main Street. Everyone always wants the Main Street shot. And I always laugh because I probably get in a little trouble sometimes getting those Main Street shots on those busy days. But it's funny. Sometimes some of the taxi drivers and carriage drivers, they'll see me and I'm like, can you like just stop for a minute so you're in my background? Like,
yes.
5 seconds. So it's fun. All the families, you know, that I have, I always, for extended shots, it's a lot harder to do the Main Street shot. For those ones, I always tell people, if you want the Main Street one, you're going to want to do it early in the morning or after the last ferry, because it's not going to happen in the middle of the day, you know, especially in July. Yeah, but it's fun. And there's so many beautiful spots, you know, to take photos. Like I said earlier, you can literally take a photo anywhere on that island and it's beautiful.
For sure.
It's just a great place. There's so many spots to take pictures too, and it's so beautiful, you know, for family photos. I love it when I get families that come year after year and seeing how the kids grow.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things. Seeing how the kids grow up and how their love for Mackinac has kind of developed. Mm-hmm. And you'll always ask them like, what'd you do this time? And it's always different things. And it's so cute to see how much they just fall in love with it, you know, like everyone else.
Do the families that come back to you, do they always go to the same spot for pictures or do they like to mix it
up? Sometimes. Some people do. A lot of them, though, like to mix it up just to get a change. But it's super fun.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite place that you like to go or do you like it? Do you just mix it up so much?
It's so hard to choose a favorite. A lot of people always ask me. I would have to say, I really think Windermere Point, just because it gives you such a variety of backgrounds within the area, and it just has such a Mackinac feel. You know, you can look at any photo I take from that location, and it just screams Mackinac. Where some of the ones up in the middle of the island, you know, they're not going to have as much as the scenery, more so just greenery. So it's not, you know, it's Mackinac, but it's not like screaming Mackinac. Where Windermere Point, you know, you have the Round Island Lighthouse, you have the bridge, Main Street, the horses, the bikes, the fudge shops, the ice cream. So that would probably be my favorite spot. Close second would be the Grand Hotel in the Secret Garden.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, that's beautiful. It really is.
It is.
Yeah, behind the library is my favorite spot on the island. I really need to stop talking about that because people are going to start showing up.
I know. Like, I've noticed in the past few years, it's gotten busier and busier back there. It's funny. Sometimes I have proposals behind there and I'll be like sitting and I'll be waiting and people will show up and I'm like, oh no, they found out about this spot, you know? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, can you leave and come back in 5 minutes? You know, yeah. People are going to show up, you know? But it's funny. It's a great spot.
It is. It does capture so much of what you said that I never really thought about that before. Now, if somebody is coming to you and they've, you know, not ever been to the island, let's say, and they want to get pictures done, do you suggest various places or do you kind of just go with that one?
Yep. So right on my website, I have a page that has all the locations, you know, all my top favorites. And then what I do is I show them, you know, each one and each spot, if you click it, it shows you like example photos. Mm-hmm. So that way, if they've never been there, they can see what it looks like. But I always tell them, you know, I try to get an idea of what they're looking for and how large their group is. You know, spots like the Secret Garden, that's going to be a lot harder to capture a family of 30. So I kind of play it off of how many people they have, what they're looking for. Some people will tell me, you know, we just want it to look like family photos. We don't want it to scream Mackinac.
Oh, okay. So that,
you know, we'll pivot. And some people will say, we just want it to look like we're, you know, somewhere with beautiful waters, you know, so we could do Windermere Point or Mission Point, you know?
Absolutely.
So they kind of give me a range and then I'll let them know what I think would work best for their group.
It is. It sounds like it. And something fun that you offer on your website is a store to buy some of your photos that you took. Would you care to elaborate for the listeners?
Yeah. So for that, it's all done through like a third party. So whenever I have photos of the island that I think people really enjoy, I just upload them. You can go right in, select the photo you like, select your product. There's framed canvases, there's prints, all different things. And then you can adjust the cropping how you want. And then you order it and it gets mailed directly to you. So it's fun. If there's ever photos that people see on my pages that I don't upload, just shoot me a message and I can add it. And that way you can purchase it.
I love that so much. It really does. Because, I mean, we might have with our cameras, you know, they've come a long way with the phones.
For sure.
Your cameras can really capture, for example, a sunrise or a sunset way better than what ours being printed out on canvas, I think.
For sure. Especially if you're looking for larger prints, you know, you want that high quality image. So that way it looks the best. But no, it's super fun. And there's so many things I get to see on the island. I would say my favorite thing to capture, if it's not people, would be the horses. The horses are just, they're just absolutely beautiful. And it's funny because I'm actually afraid of horses. I'll like pet them, but you couldn't pay me enough money to get on a horse.
Okay.
I think the last time I was on one, I was like, five doing a pony ride.
Okay.
But no, I will not get on a horse, but I will take the picture.
Yeah, it's funny. My mom is too. She doesn't like him either. She thinks they're pretty from a distance, but she does not want to. And I mean, we have, this is really random. Our county fair here is like one of the largest in the countries, and they have like the Clydesdales there, which.
Oh, wow.
I had no idea how big those are. And you see those, and then you see the horses in Mackinac and how big some of, like the Grand Hotel with their stables, seeing those. They're huge horses. They're just beautiful.
They're
taken care of.
They are. And that's one thing. I always post the pictures of the horses and people. That's the within minutes, I always get a comment, you know, worried about the horses. And I don't think people realize how well taken care of the horses are on the island. Mm-hmm. I always joke that they're the most like well-treated employee on the island. You know, they get fed, they get housed, they get cleaned. I'm like, we don't, you know, nobody feeds, you know, we have to cook for ourselves. We have to clean ourselves, you know, put a roof over our heads, you know.
Yeah.
They have it made. They are literally treated like royalty there.
Yeah,
and you know, they get breaks, and I'm thinking they probably get more breaks than half the employees on the island. You know, some workers, you're lucky if you get that full day off, you know, especially with how it's been ever since COVID being so short staffed at so many places. You know, there's always kids that have 2-3 jobs. They're picking up extra shifts. That's why the horses, they're the lucky ones.
And they make it a point, even when you're on like the carriage tour, for example, how much of a break they get. But those horses are made to do that. That's what they're made for. They thrive in that.
And for sure.
But they get the breaks in between there. So I think if people haven't done something like that or talked to somebody about it, don't
just touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no reason to. So also on your website, I love that you have this, and I'm glad that I can share this with the listener to know this, is you have fantastic Mackinac tips. And do you constantly add to that, or do you have you kept it about the same for a while?
Yeah, so I try to update it every winter, every off season, just as businesses, you know, come and go and things change. But I've always had people ask me, you know, and especially when I was working at the Cottage Inn and the B&Bs, I just loved helping people like plan their day, you know. I love that so much. I always joke that down the road, I would love to start like a Mackinac travel planning agency type thing.
Oh my gosh, I will be right there with you.
I know. I always joke like that. I think that would be my next thing I do. Because I just love making sure people really enjoy their time. So many people come and they're like, oh, it's so boring, or oh, you only need to stay one day. It's just the downtown. Like, there's so much to see. You know, I've been going there since I was 6 months, and there's still roads I go on, and I've never been on it before. Yeah. You know, there's things I've never seen. I still haven't done everything on the island. But it's just, there's so much to do and so much to appreciate and learn on the island. And people just don't realize that when they're staying downtown. There's a lot to do. I try to update it though every winter. I love shopping, so I'm always, it's funny. I try to wait to buy things until the end of the season. But I think like once a week I walk through almost every store just because I love looking at everything and seeing the workers and everything. But there's just so many great shops, so many great places to eat, activities. And I just want people to know all their options. You know, and my top recommendation that I always tell people, people are always like, what's the one thing you would recommend us to do on the island? If I can think of one thing I would tell you to spend your money on, other than a photo shoot with me, you know, I'm like, I always recommend the first thing to do, especially if you've never been there, book a private carriage tour. Mm-hmm. With Goff, they're incredible. You know, the guys that do it, they've been there. Some of them born and raised on the island. The others, they've been there so long, they know everything. But it's so much fun. You know, they teach you all the history of the island. They take you places you've never seen. They show you where the islanders live, all the beautiful homes on the bluff. I try to do one a year with my nieces just because it's just such a beautiful and fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I just like to refresh the history every year. I think that's really important, being on the island, is knowing, you know, everything about the island. Mm-hmm. But it's just such a fun place, and I always love it. People probably think I'm crazy, but when I'm walking down the road and I see the person with, you know, the Mackinac map, and they always look so confused. I'm that weirdo that walks up to them and I'm like, can I help you?
Yeah.
I'm like, people probably think I'm so crazy, but I love talking about the island, you know, and giving people recommendations, you know, where to eat, where to shop, where to stay. So I figured if I just put it all on one page, that will help people.
No, and I agree. And I think that's great because I'm excited for the listener to have that option because like I share, but again, I'm from a tourist point of view. You have lived there, you know the island. And I think that that really is great for there to be both options from it. Like, you know, Catherine said this was a great idea to do because I don't think that there's enough. You can never get enough information out there about it.
For sure. Ever. And it's always, it makes me so happy, you know, because I always send that link to anyone that books with me just to help them with their planning and making sure that they have, you know, the best trip possible. Because I don't want just them to enjoy the photo shoot with me. I want them to enjoy their entire vacation.
Right.
So it's always, it makes me so happy when I get that email, you know, when they get on their vacation and they're like, we did everything on your list and it was the best vacation. That just makes me so happy. And there are so many things to do and I don't think people realize all the options they have on the island.
For sure. And I mean, that's something that a lot of people share when they do come in here on the show to share. That's a big one that people always say, get away from downtown, go focus. And I'm even doing some series with Dominic from the Mackinac Parks Department, and even just explaining so much more about the history of the island with that is just fantastic. And I'm glad that people use that to their advantage, because otherwise it's upsetting when you're like, you miss so much. There's so much.
I know. I always get so upset when I see those posts on Facebook and people are like, oh no, we went to the island and there wasn't much to do. And it's like, okay, what did you do? There's just so many beautiful spots. You know, I even love just going sitting on the backside of the island and just looking at the water, especially biking around the island. There's so many things to do. You know, you could stay there a week and do something new every day. And I always say, you never experience the island until you stay the night on the island.
Absolutely.
After that first boat, that last boat leaves, it's a different world.
Completely different. And then you really get the feeling that you are on an island and isolated away. And I always say, you know, disconnect while reconnecting. It reminds me of my childhood growing up. We went outside. We played outside. We didn't come inside. We were always out there exploring. And so I find with the kids, when they come, and you see this probably with the triplets, they enjoy going and experience it. And then I do have them use the map sometimes and be like, okay, let's find our way, because they don't use maps. They use their phones.
I know. It's funny. The girls now, they know their way around.
Great.
Sometimes I'll try to take them on different roads to throw them off. And they're like, nope, we're going the wrong way. And I'm like, nope, there's two ways. And they're like, oh, and it's funny. You know, my mom, she works, every day practically. And then my dad's fully retired now. So he'll take them out when my mom's working. And it's so funny, the pictures we get sent of the things he does with them. Like, he lets them explore so much. He'll take them on like 2 mile hikes, you know, up in the middle, and they'll come back down and they're all sweaty and they're like, we did this, you know? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like, we walked a long way. Like, most adults can't do that, you know? But they have so much fun. And it's so funny, you know, kids nowadays with tablets and phones, they'll always, you know, they'll bring their tablet up with them for in the evening. They never turn that thing on when they're on the island. There's just so many things to do. And when you stay so busy at the end of the night, you're so tired on that island, you just pass out.
Yes, I bet you that's what they do, which is awesome. It's such a good feeling. But then they're up and ready to go again the next day.
They're always ready. Yeah. Their favorite thing, other than the grand, their favorite thing is the school, the park. They love going to the park there and staring at the bridge and the boats coming. They'll count the boats. They'll go, okay, that boat went by. And it's so cute.
Yeah. My girlfriends and I, this last year, we were up there in September. And one of the new places that I love is the dock at the Hotel Iroquois, to go out there and sit. We had a beautiful day. The sun felt wonderful. And then you could hear music coming off the water. And it was so relaxing. And we had gotten like some water so we were just sitting out there drinking our water, relaxing. It was wonderful, because you're just relaxed. You're disconnected from everything, but you're like, I don't want to think about anything. And you don't, because
you really don't. Mm-mm. I know, that's when I was living there full time. It's so funny. You know, people would call me and things and, oh, did you see this on the news? And I'm like, no, I'm like, I don't, you know, when I was there, it's just, you're almost so confined to your own little world, the outside world. You just kind of zone out. So it's so peaceful. Even, you know, now when I go over there, it's, the minute you step off that ferry, it's a different world. It really is.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful in its own way.
I agree. Now, is a lot of your season already filled up for the listeners?
So I have a really hard time of saying no to people. So I take sessions until I'm at my breaking point. Okay. So yeah, some days I do three. I'll do them back to back to back. So it's really fun. But I like to stay busy, you know. You work for 6 months and you have 6 months off. So in those 6 months, I work myself. But it's work, but it's not at the same time. I enjoy it so much and I love talking so much that the whole time I'm talking to people. So it doesn't really feel like I'm working.
Yeah.
My feet hurt, but that's about it.
Yep. I swear everyone that works up there, they work so hard. Now, do you feel like there is a good balance for you, that you have family to weddings to, is it pretty much all over?
So it's, yeah, it's really all over. But I do set a limit for big weddings. I try to limit those to like 2 a month, for the bigger ones. But I do a lot of elopements.
Okay.
A lot of elopements. It always blows my mind how many people can get married on Mackinac Island in a season. I would love the numbers. I would love like a total number of how many people said I do on Mackinac Island in a year.
Right.
Cause it's nuts. You know, some days you see 5 weddings. I'd love to know. But it's a good mix. I would say the number one session I do is family sessions.
Okay.
Those outblow all the numbers, which it makes me happy because that many families are still coming to Mackinac, you know,
yeah.
Keep the tradition alive.
Yeah. And then you also do senior pictures too, which I do. Love. Seniors do.
Yeah, I love when I get to work with seniors, you know, just having that one-on-one with somebody and hearing, you know, their story. And I always try to convince them, you know, after your freshman year, come on up and work.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's fun. You know, I feel like that's an experience that more kids should have. You know, and especially managing the lifestyle of the island. I feel it's like a really important thing. And it really can build and, you know, kind of shape your future on what you want to do when you do graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And it teaches you how to deal with people. And I feel like that's really important in today's world.
For sure. Yeah, you actually did some photos for a friend of mine that lives here. Erica from Grays by Erica, the shark.
Oh, yes. I love her.
I know.
I actually met her because they stayed at the B&B when my parents were running it.
Yes.
And we just clicked so well.
Oh, God. How could you not with her?
She's I know. I love her.
Yeah.
I'm always like, come back.
Yes. Yes.
I know she brought me a board one time and I was so excited. She traveled all that way with a board.
Yeah.
And I remember she brought it and I biked it home and I think I ate it in like one day. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just need to open up a shop on the island.
I know. Well, she was saying, because my one friend has never been up there and she said next year she wants her, my friend and I to go up there. I'm like, oh, okay, let's go.
For sure.
Yeah. So her and her fiance, when we see each other, we always talk about Mackinac. So I, cause she said something, she's like, had I taught you? And I said, no, not yet. But I said, I will get her on here.
And that's something so cool about the island, you know, so brings so many people together. And you meet so many people. I know people in probably all over the world now, you know, that we've met that have worked there. I always joke I could probably travel anywhere and have a free place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you meet so many people and even all the clients I've met, it's so cool to stay in contact with people and, you know, watch their kids grow up. And it was funny, a few weeks ago I posted, you know, an update on Addicted to Mackinac, and within 20 minutes I had a message from a lady, and she was telling me that she's always been trying to figure out what I ended up doing. I was her waitress in 2015 at the Mustang, and at the time her grandson, I think she said he was like 7, and she said he had a crush on me, and she sent me a picture, and it was me and him when I was waiting on him. And she said, now he's turning like 6, he turned 16 or something this year. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, I'm old. I'm like, I know, but I'm like, that's so cool, you know, to see, stay connected with people just through the island. And it always warms my heart too, you know, seeing all the people that love the island. It's just, I feel like it's such a magical place and it connects so many people in so many different ways and from all over the world, really. You know, I've had people from other countries come and I take their photos and I just think that's the wildest thing, you know, like how do they find out about Mackinac?
I know.
It just has that way of pulling people in. It really does.
Yeah. And I love to hear that for sure. Now, of course, I want the listeners to know all about your socials and your incredible website. So would you like to share that with the listener right now?
Yeah. So my website is just katherinerosephotography.com. And I always tell people my mom had to spell Catherine differently. So it's not with an E, it's with an A, if you're looking it up, because sometimes people will search and they're like, we can't find you.
Right.
I'm like, it's Catherine with an A.
Yes.
Love that. And then I'm on Facebook, and for Instagram, I have my business Instagram, which is Catherine Rose Photography, but I also have my personal Instagram, which is just Catherine Rose Witt. So on my business one, I share all my photo sessions and everything regarding my business. And then on my personal, that's where you're going to find the pictures of just like the scenery on the island and the landscapes. I share those on there. To just kind of break it up a little, just so it's not Mackinac overboard. But it turns out that way anyways. It's fun. And there's just so many beautiful photos. I'm so happy we have a house now. It's like my house is covered.
And so you mentioned what you tell people to do when visiting the island. Is there anything else that you like to tell people to do when visiting the island?
Really just kind of stay away from phones and TVs. You know, I always get so shocked when, especially when I was working at the hotels, you know, people would call and say, oh, our TV isn't working. Mm-hmm. Turn your TV off. You know, yeah. you know, you're at such a beautiful place. And when I was living there, you know, when I'd leave to go run grocery shopping or something and you get off the boat, it's just such a sense of relief. And it's just so beautiful. There's just kind of disconnect when you're there. Forget all the stress, just explore, you know, and don't get stressed out, you know, if the food times take long or if it's busy and there's tons of people, you know, go off and do something else, pivot your plans. Cause some days it is crazy downtown and it's not that enjoyable when it's that busy. But the island's not, it's small, but it's not that small.
Right.
There's places you can still go and there aren't going to be people. Mm-hmm. I always, you know, sometimes people get mad at how busy the restaurants are. Bring a picnic basket, go in Dowd's. They have great options. You know, grab some things, get on your bike and go find a place with no people.
Yep.
It's just, there's so many things to do from sip and sails, you know, private boat charters. It's just, the list is really endless. Go try all the fudge. You know, there's so many things. Yeah. I'm like, I could do a whole day of just fudge eating, you know?
Listen, you're an adult or a child. That's the only time that I can say, yeah, you can have ice cream for lunch. Yeah. I don't care.
That's the thing. It's so many, you know, especially in today's world, I feel like there's so much stress and there's so many sad and depressing things on TV. I feel like the island is kind of an escape of all of that. Not that, like, you know, it's really going away, but it's just, you get a few minutes of relief, you know, even you get off there and just like the air, other than the horse smell, you get used to it though, but everything's just so relaxing, you know, kind of just use that time to really disconnect and enjoy it. You know, don't come there and worry about work or, you know, stress, just enjoy everything the island has to offer. And really just take it in. And a big thing I wish more people would do would be to learn the history of the island. Because you just learn to appreciate it a lot more, knowing, you know, all the things it's been through and how we're still keeping things historical. Yeah. You know, a lot of places you go and things change so much and they don't keep, you know, anything remotely close. You look at photos of the island, things are still, they're different, but they're still pretty close, you know.
Very true.
And, you know, everyone that lives there, they try really hard to keep it that way. And I think that's beautiful, you know, the community works that hard to keep things, you know, to its standards. And I think it shows a lot about the people that live there and have grown up there.
Yeah, they're very protective, as are people that love the island, protective of wanting it to keep that. Because it gives you that sense of you have stepped a little bit back in time.
Yeah, and I've learned that, you know, and I always feel bad because before living there, I had such a different view of the island. And then even when I did, you know, work there and live there part time, I did have a different view of the island. But once I got to live there and see, you know, how much it means to my boyfriend and the people that have grown up and been born and raised there, it's really like a magical place. Mm-hmm. And it's really shaped some wonderful people. And just I just don't have anything bad to really say about that.
I just don't ever want to hear somebody. I mean, everybody's going to be different, but if they haven't fully experienced it, and you're very protective of it for that many reasons. So now, can you think of anything else you'd like to share with the listener today?
No, I think that's really all. Just go to Mackinac and just take it all in, you know, try new things every year. Try to do something different, whether it's a different restaurant, a different store, different activity, different hotel. Always change it up and just try to experience everything it has to offer.
Yeah, I love that. Yes, you said it well. For the listener, I'm going to have Catherine's website and Instagram information all in the show notes and on the website, www.totallymackinawislandpodcast.com. Yes, I know that is a mouthful. So that'll all be available because you guys do need to check it out. It is a very, very, very good website. I was so beyond impressed with it. So, and I love your little Mackinac information. And then, of course, any questions anybody has, they can reach out to you. I feel like you covered a lot of great questions on your website too, that you know, frequently ask questions. So I think, you know, anything else, I feel like you're very good at getting back to people with that.
For sure. Yeah. And I always, if people ever email me, I try to get back to you within 28 to 48 hours. I just want to stay on top of it. But yeah, and if people even have questions in regards to just their vacation in general, feel free to shoot me an email. It doesn't have to just be about photography.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on here today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.
Once again, I would like to thank Catherine for coming on and sharing with everyone about her photography business and her story. You can tell she has a deep love for the island. Be sure to follow her on Instagram. And all of the information will be down in the show notes, along with some great pictures that she graciously sent to me that I will include on the website, the podcast website, and on the podcast Instagram page for you guys to check out. And I hope that you guys look into having her take your photos, whether it be you're getting married, engagement, family, whatever, when you're visiting Mackinac. It's just going to make the trip that much more memorable. Well, that concludes this week's episode. I look forward to talking to you next week about our favorite place, Mackinac Island. Totally Mackinac Island is written, produced, and edited by me, Heather.